Devon Smith is the Clinical Operations Business Director for SVT Health and Wellness in the Homer area. He says if healthcare prices catch patients off guard and they are unable to pay, it can impede their treatment.
It actually compiles onto those social determinants that hindered them from actually getting better.
That's part of the reason why the clinic discusses prices and payment options with clients.
We want to make sure you can afford that kind of treatment plan, that kind of healthcare cost, and it makes it easier for the patient to kind of be informed and be a part of that decision making.
A new law will soon require SVT to go one step further. It will require all healthcare providers to post prices for the top healthcare services they provide, among other requirements. Patients will still pay different prices depending on their insurance and other factors. Andrea Dukas is a senior program officer with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and much like Smith, she says the primary reason to provide patients with more price transparency is to prevent sticker shock and help patients factor in the cost of procedures while creating a treatment plan. But she says it also gives them more tools to shop around.
When we are able to compare prices, or when we're able to see prices, we save money.
But she says comparing prices only goes so far.
So if you have the choice between going to get an x-ray that costs $300 or getting an x-ray that costs $250, if the price of that x-ray really appropriately should only be $20, you know, giving you the option and helping you shop, it's not going to help bring the cost of x-rays down to $20.
Historically, there have not been many incentives for patients to shop around either, as insurance coverage has typically picked up the bulk of healthcare costs. Patients have also relied heavily on their doctors to refer them to other providers.
Patients have not really gravitated towards this type of information in any kind of meaningful way.
Dennis Scanlon is a professor of health policy and administration and the director of the Center of Healthcare and Policy Research at Penn State. He explains that laws requiring transparent healthcare prices in other states and cities, including Anchorage, have not exactly spurred competition.
So if your goal is to create healthcare transparency to either get people to go to the low-cost providers or to have the high-cost providers lower their prices, there are some selective examples of that happening, but it's not widespread yet.
But he says markets with high healthcare costs, such as Alaska, and changes in the healthcare market in general, have the potential to change that.
As there have been more of a push to insurance plan designs with higher deductibles, which require more first dollar out-of-pocket expenses by patients. And so I think that's, for lack of a better term, woken some patients up to awaken some patients to understand that, you know, boy, this is costly and it might be worth shopping around a little bit.
Proponents of the new requirements will have to wait and see if Alaskans are more prone to shop around when the healthcare transparency law goes into effect on January 1st. However, shopping around only works if you have a choice in healthcare in the first place, and for many rural and roadless Alaskan communities, that's just not a reality. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.